I have a very serious question, by the way, for Solana. I know he's wearing...
You mean Dilbert?
Is that what we're calling him now?
I mean, he's got I mean, he looks like an office worker.
Well, I know why he's dressed up. You know, usually in this business, if you come in with the way that Solana's dressed right now, it's either you're going for a job interview or you have a funeral to go to. I know tonight you have the Battle of Florida with the Orlando Magic going up against the Miami Heat. So this is why you got Solana all dressed up nicely, correct, Amundo, right, Solana?
All dressed up and ready to go.
The Battle of Florida. Last time I checked, there's only one team with three championships up in the rafters. There's no battle, brother.
Okay, but it's a battle. Now it's fun. The Magic have juice. I want Solana, who's now serious mode. Serious mode. Like, here he is fun, there he's serious. I want him to have fun tonight and say to Paolo Banchero, hey, I once thought your name wasn't pronounced the way that Zach Gelb said it, and then chastise him for saying it correctly. Can we do that tonight?
You remember that? Our Heat broadcaster here, Solana, corrected you. But it's Banchero.
It's not Banchero. Yeah. I think you should bring that up to him tonight. Serious question.
That was before he was even really good. I mean,
it was in the playoffs last year.
That was before he was even good.
What do
really
you
good.
Think, Gelb? What do you think? Your best guess. I'll ask you too, Solana. Jimmy Butler. There's two options. Has an amazing season, gets a monster contract, finishes his career with the Miami Heat, or, hey, Heat fans, enjoy watching Jimmy this season because he's going to be elsewhere.
I think it's more likely the latter.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think once Jimmy starts to say he's done or give you the feeling that he's done someplace, it could be a slow divorce. But I do think the divorce is inevitable with Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat.
What do you think, Solana?
Yeah, I don't expect anything more than we've seen from Jimmy over the last couple of years. I think he'll play around the 60-game mark. And to me,
would that be enough for Riley to give him a monster contract?
To me,
it would have to be dependent on where they go in the playoffs.
The deciding factor is the health of the team and how Jimmy looks in the postseason. Because everybody's going to get caught up in regular season Jimmy. Is he going to play 70 games? I would love that. But I still think the way we feel about last year is mostly because he got hurt and the team just wasn't healthy enough to actually compete in any playoff series.
You know what, Solana? I am proud of you, because sometimes when you talk about the Heat, I feel like you're a shill for the team. That was, I think, a very good answer that you just gave. So I will take it a step further. Maybe I'll outwear my welcome here. What are your realistic expectations for this team this year?
Yeah, I think hopefully if they're healthy enough and Bam, Jimmy, Tyler, and Terry can actually be healthy, I think they're a 5 or 6 seed. And I still think come playoff time, if healthy, Gelb, they're a team nobody wants to face. I'm not picking them to win the title. Right. I don't think they're better than Boston, clearly not after last night. I think there's some interesting teams in the East that clearly got better. But had Jimmy Butler not gotten hurt in the playing game last year against Philadelphia, they probably win that game, and we're probably having much different conversations than we ended up having.
Yeah, I would say the only 4 teams that nationally we're really talking about are the Celtics. I'm talking about the East. It's the Celtics. It's the Bucks. It's the Knicks, and then it is the Sixers. But, like, does anyone actually – I know they're not healthy to start the year. Does anyone
think it matters?
Paul George and Embiid are going
to
be healthy?
Gelb comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York, and he's very tied into the Northeast. Mm-hmm. What do you make of Embiid not being available game one, Embiid saying he will never, for the rest of his career, play back-to-backs?
What I make of it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking that to Solana. My bad.
No, you.
This is who, like, I covered Joel when he was in Philadelphia early on in his career. Awesome dude. But this has been something that's just been going on forever. Like, if he's healthy, I'd be surprised when it matters. And even when he is healthy, he's not anywhere close to 100%. And when you go through the grind of these 7-game series, it gets overshadowed because there's been other people to blame, like James Harden and Ben Simmons, which those guys deserve more blame than Joel Embiid. But there's moments against the Hawks, against the Celtics, where Embiid is just so flat and is a no-show in the fourth quarter because his body just can't hold up that long. So maybe, I guess, being hurt to start the season is better and it could save him for the end of the year. But like on paper, sure, that's a heck of a team. But do I expect that team on paper to actually be the team that's on the court in April, May, and June? No, I don't, because they're not healthy.
But in a vacuum, if you're offered Joel Embiid, but you know he's going to give you 50 or 55 games in a season, that's probably enough, right?
I
just wonder, because I kind of extrapolated out to Jimmy Butler as well. You know what Pat Riley expects or wants. But the reality is kind of what Solana said. He gives you 60 games. Like, that's, you know, like you've seen past seasons. Like, is Jimmy
Have a Kawhi
Butler
when he won a championship. If you end up winning, no one talks about the games that you missed. I understand how the NBA is. I am past the whole load management part. It used to make me nuts. I used to go crazy. The regular season product is not that good. Like, let's just call it what it is. And a lot of these players, since one player does it, they think they could all do it. Like, look how you had the Cavs with LeBron, or when LeBron was in Miami, or even Golden State with KD and Steph. It's like some years they'd be great in the regular season, other years they could be better, but those teams could be lackadaisical because they knew at the end of the year it didn't matter who was in front of them. When you get other players that haven't accomplished what those guys have start doing what the champions have done, it's very tough to be a champion if you're not going full out, in my opinion.